Hallelujah. May peace be with our elder deacons and brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位弟兄姐妹长职们同在。
Thank God for the past 10 days I was in San Francisco Pacifica to attend the full-time minister workshop.
感谢主，在过去的十天当中，我在美国洛杉矶旧金山这个地方参加了长职的训练
灵修会。I came back late last night and I'm very glad to spend the Sabbath with brother and sister here.
那我昨天晚上坐飞机抵达了温哥华，那很高兴今天就有机会跟大家一同分享道理。
This morning we share a topic, Are you sealed?
今天早上跟大家分享的题目是你是否受了印记。
Let's think about a scenario.
我们想想看这个一个情况。
When you receive a piece of very important document,
当我们拿到一份很重要的文件的时候，
like maybe your college or university graduate certificate,
就好像我们的毕业证书，
you're very happy.
我们非常的高兴。
But if you receive it,
但是如果你拿到了这份文件，
you see all kinds of details are written on the paper.
这上面写到你过去种种的丰功伟业。
So and so graduated, honor degree, whatever.
他说这个人他读了这么多的书，今天毕业了，这一天毕业了。
You cannot find the seal on the document.
但是你在这份文件上并没有看到一个印记。
How would you feel?
那你会是怎么样的感觉呢？
Or if you receive, a title deed in your property.
就或者是你好像拿到了房屋的房契。
You didn't see the signature of the commissioner.
你在上面没有看到政府官员他们所签的文字。
How would you feel?
那你会什么样的一个感觉呢？
You won't feel secure.
你会觉得并不稳妥。
You do not feel the peace of mind.
你觉得好像没有得到一样。
Because you need a seal to prove that this document is validated, is very important.
你要看到这个印记才能够让你觉得这份文件是有效的。
Now the Bible tells us not only a document need to be sealed.
那圣经告诉我们不止重要的文件要受到印记。
Every people of the law belongs to the true and living God shall be sealed.
每一个属于又真又活的神的人都要受到一个印记。
Today, let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 7.
今天我们请看启示录的第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
To 3.
第一节到第三节。此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。第二节，我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就向那得着权柄能伤害地的和海的四位天使大声喊着说，第三节，地与海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们印了我们神众仆人的额。
Now for the past few months we've been studying the book of Revelation.
在过去的几个礼拜当中我们查考了启示录。
Yes, it is a very deep book.
是的，它是一个很深奥的一本书信。
But of course this is a book that's so important.
但是我们也知道这是在圣经里面是属于很重要的一本书。
It talks about the things in the end time.
它告诉了我们这个世界的结局会是如何。
Now for the past few months, we studied chapter 6.
那过去的几个月当中，我们查考的第六章。
We talk about before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world will unveil a series of events, just like the seal one by one being opened.
就在主耶稣第二次降临之前，这个世界会经过很多的事情，那就好像七印一印一印的被打开一样。
And if we compare those events to the happening in the newspaper society, we know that really the coming of the Lord is at hand.
那如果我们看一下圣经里面所记载的，比较一下我们现在在世界上看到的，我们就能够感觉到主耶稣真的快要再来了。
But those are worldly events.
但是那只是发生在世上的事情。
But spiritually speaking, what will happen?
那从属灵的角度来看，它会发生什么事情呢？
Chapter 7 verse 1 tell us, after this.
第七章第一节告诉我们，此后。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
After John saw all this seal from 1 to number 6 has been opened.
就是在他在约翰他看了六印打开之后发生的事情。
He sees something is going on in heaven in another level.
他看到了属灵的层次在天上有另外一件事情发生。
Now, what happened?
什么事情呢？
He saw four mighty angels.
他看见四位天使。
They stood in the four corners of the world.
他们站在地的四角。
Of course, we know that the earth is a sphere, it's not a flat place.
我们知道地球是一个圆形的，它并不是一个 平面的。
But of course, if you just look like a map, we put it in the one dimension, just like a map, one pieces.
但是如果我们把地图敞开
，just like on the table
啊，放在啊一个平面的桌子上
，of course you have four corners.
那就有四个角落了。
Now, if you hold a corner, this means you hold the whole Earth.
如果你把四个角落把它拿着，就好像你拿着整个地球一样。
Now, the four corners, there are four angels there.
那在地的四角有站立着四位天使。
But what are they doing?
他们在做什么呢
？Verse one tell us.
第一节告诉了我们。
These four angels are telling the wind do not blow on the earth, on the ocean, on the tree yet.
这个四个天使是叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？We know that when wind come, it'll move the tree, move the houses.
我们知道当风来的时候，树和房子就会被摇动。
Of course, if the wind is very, very mild, it is very comfortable.
当然，如果这个风是很轻的，那我们就感觉到非常的凉爽。
But if the wind is very strong,
但是如果这个风非常的强烈
if the wind is so strong, just like a hurricane or a tropical storm,
就好像龙卷风、台风一样
Wow, you can blow everything up.
这样子，它经过的地方东西都被毁灭了。
It can destroy everything.
它可以把所有的事情都毁灭掉。
So this wind represents there's something going on to happen at the end time.
所以这个风代表了在末世即将发生的事情。
Tribulations,
有很大的逼迫。
Wars,
有非常多的战争。
So these things shall come before Jesus coming.
在耶稣再来之前，这些事情都会发生。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们请看马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
Chapter 24 verse.30-31.
我们看30-31节。第三十节，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。31节。他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
Here tell us, Jesus said, before his coming, what will happen?
这边耶稣告诉我们，他来之前什么事情会发生呢
？So much tribulation, so much earthquake, so much problems in the world.
在地上有非常多的灾难，有地震、灾荒。
So many people in the world now.
现在地上有非常多的人。
But because they don't believe in Jesus.
但是因为他们并不相信耶稣。
Of course, now they will not cry.
当然，现在他们还不哀哭。
They are happy. They are eating and drinking and singing and enjoying themselves.
他们生活在罪恶当中。啊，吃喝快乐。
But one day they will cry.
但是有一天他们将要哀哭。
When they see Jesus is coming,
当他们看到耶稣再来的时候
，with the cloud coming from above,
就好这个云从天上降下来
，so glorious,
非常的荣耀。
When they see, then they heard the mighty trumpet blowing.
然后他们听到了大声的号筒。
They know that Jesus coming is not a joke.
他们知道耶稣一定会再来。
They'll be frightened. They'll be crying.
他们就非常的害怕，要开始哀哭。
So much wind on the four corners.
在这个时候，地的四角吹来了大风。
But Jesus will gather his people.
但是耶稣会招聚他的选民。
So this wind is related to the end time.
所以这个风是对末世来说的。
Represent difficult time, tribulation period.
就是说，在那个时候，我们会遇到大逼迫、大
逼迫、
逼迫。
But before that thing will come.
但是在这件事情发生之前
God will tell the four angels, hold up the wind first, don't bring it.
神叫这四个天使等一下。
There is something important, must be done before the wind can come.
在这个风来之前有一件重要的事我们要先把它做好。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
What was to be done?
要做什么事情呢
Verse 2.
第二节我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来拿着永生神的印。他就向那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说
Verse three,
第三节地与海并树木你们不可伤害等我们应了我们神与众仆人的额
Now this is the reason why God tell the four angels to hold off the wind
这个就是为什么神叫那四个天使等一下
Now here tell us he saw John saw another angel coming up
所以约翰说他看到另外有一位天使。
This angel is not normal angels that we can think about the wings flying around.
这位天使不是我们普通所想有翅膀在天上飞的天使。
This angel is the center one is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这个天使就是在最中心的主耶稣基督。
He will come out to seal his people before the end time.
他会从日出之地上来来印他的选民。
So before the tribulation come.
所以在逼迫来临之前
Something will be fulfilled.
有件事情一定会成就
Jesus will come out.
耶稣会出来
From where?
从哪里呢?
Here tell us.
这边告诉我们。
From the east, from the land of the rising sun.
从东方，就是从日出之地上来。
So this period of calmness shall be there.
所以在这个之前，在这个时候有一段平静安稳的时候。
Before the end time, before the war, before all the tribulation.
在战争在逼迫来临之前。
There shall be a period.
有一段时间。
Peaceful period.
非常的平静。
That.God can seal his people.
那在这个时候，神就可以把他的印盖在他的选民身上。
It's now. This period is now.
那这我们现在就是在这个时候。
Now, why do we read that Jesus, the mighty angel, come from the east?
为什么这边说这位天使是从日出之地而来呢？
This is a spiritual prophecy.
这是一个属灵的预言。
This is to tell us.
就是在告诉我们。
The true church in the end time shall be from the east.
在末世的真教会。会将从东方出来。
Because we know there are so many churches around the world.
我们知道现在世界上有那么多的教会教派。
Most churches, most denominations, 99%.
99% 的教会教派。
All from the West.
99% 的教会他们都是从西方出来的。
If you look at the church history.
如果你看一下他们教会的历史。
Christianity come from, at the beginning, come from Israel, come from Jerusalem.
基督教一开始是从以色列耶路撒冷这个地方开始。
The first group of Christians are Jewish.
最早的基督徒他们都是犹太人。
But most Jewish, they reject Jesus.
但是大部分的犹太人他们都拒绝了耶稣。
So the gospel continue to spread.
但是这个福音还是继续的被传开了。
It spread to Europe,
传到了欧洲
，Asia Minor,
传到了
东亚西亚。
亚西亚。
So this is where the gospel rests there.
然后福音就传到了这个地方。
However, later the church got corrupted.
但是后来教会败落了。
Holy Spirit left the church.
圣灵离开了教会。
But the church continued to grow in size.
但是这个教会继续的成长。
Even though there's no truth.
虽然他们已经没有了真理。
Even though teaching is wrong.
虽然他们的教义是不对的。
Even the church mixed with politics.
虽然他们的政教已经合一了。
But the church in numbers is growing.
但是这个教会越发的长大。
Now, when the colonial power, when the Western power come to other country.
当西方的
列强
到了别的地方的。到了别人国家的时候
they bring their warship, they bring their soldiers,
他们带了他们的战舰他们带了他们的军队
they also bring their missionaries,
他们也带了他们的传教士
to bring Christianity, to bring the gospel to other nations,
把这个福音把这个宗教带到了别的国家去
So in most cases, the gospel Christianity, Jesus Christ, they think is from the west to the east.
所以在大部分的宗教我们都可以看到在教派我们都可以看到基督教是从西方传到东方的。
Just like when we remember in our past, maybe you were in Taiwan or China, when the missionary came, they bring the rices, they bring the toys, they bring the milk powder to the people.
所以我们可能可以记得在很久以前可能在台湾在大中国的时候我们看到那些传教士来他们就带着面粉带着米来给我们。
But according to the Bible,
但是圣经是这么说的。
God will raise his true church up in the end time.
神在末世将兴起他的真教会
He will come from the east.
会从东方而来
Let's look at a few Bible verses.
我们来看几个经节
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们请看以西结书
Ezekiel 43
以西结书第43章
Verse 1 to 2
我们请看以西结书43章第一、第二节此后吧，以后他带我们到一座门就是朝东的门以色列神的荣光从东而来他的声音如同多水的声音地就因他的荣耀发光
Verse 3
第三节其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象那异象如我在加巴鲁河边所见的异象
Verse 4
我就俯伏在地耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中
Now, Here is Ezekiel, the prophet saw a very important vision
在这边以西结这个先知看到了一个非常重要的一个意象
What did he see?
他看到什么呢
He saw the glory of God coming back to the temple through the east
他看到神的荣光从东边回到了圣殿
Now then you must ask why it's coming back
那我们就会问了为什么是回到这个地方呢
You have to go first before you can come back
他一定要先离开才能够回来。
Yes, the glory of God had left the temple before.
是的，在这个之前，神的荣光离开了圣殿。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？This is a prophecy.
这就是一个预言。
Talking about the churches.
预言教会将来发生的事情。
The churches, even though they are so big, but they left the truth, they lose the Holy Spirit.
教会虽然他们已经慢慢的茁壮，变得很多的教会了，但是他们丧失了真理。
So the Holy Spirit, the glory of God left.
所以圣灵，神的荣耀就离开了教会。
By the end time,
但是在末期的时候
，God raised up His true church.
耶稣会兴起他的真教会。
So the glory shall come from the east.
所以这个荣光将从东方回来。
True Jesus Church, really thank God.
我们真耶稣教会非常的感谢神。
Our church was established in China, 1917 in Beijing.
那在1917年北京，我们兴起的这个教会。
At that time, China was a very, very weak country.
那个时候，中国是一个非常软弱的国家。
And at that time, many Christianity, many denominations has already come to China from the West.
那个时候，很多的传教士他们已经从西方来到了中国。
But of course, when they bring the gospel, they also bring some inherited mistake, just like keeping Sunday.
那当然，他们把他福音带过来的时候，他们也把他们的错误带了过来，就好像在礼拜天聚会一样。
Water baptism was not correct.
洗礼不是用不正确的方法。
They don't have foot washing.
他们没有洗脚礼。
Holy communion was not correct.
他们圣餐礼也是用不错误的方法。
Of course, they love Jesus, they preach, but they forgot to tell the people about this important truth.
虽然他们非常的爱耶稣，也传福音，但是他们所传的道理是错误的。
But in the year 1917,
但是在1917年的时候
，True Jesus Church was established in China.
真耶稣教会在中国建立了起来。
God revealed directly to our early workers.
神亲自的启示我们。教会开始的
工程 to keep the Sabbath day,
要遵守安息日
to baptize in living water,
要在活水中受洗
to full immersion, head bowed down,
要全身入浸头低下
foot washing,
洗脚礼
pray for Holy Spirit,
要祷告求圣灵
when they receive the Holy Spirit, they're speaking in tongues so powerful,
当他们得到圣灵的时候他们就大有能力讲出灵言
everything just like the Bible time,
就好像圣经里面所记载的一样
there was only a few of them,
一开始他们只有几个人
no money,
没有钱
no education,
没有受到教育
but they are powerful,
但是他们有能力
they perform so much miracles,
他们行出很多的神迹
they preach according to the Bible,
他们照着这个圣经的道理来传讲
in a few years,
在几年过后
spread through the whole China,
很快的这个福音传到了整个中国
from China,
从中国这个地方
to Taiwan,
到了台湾
Southeast Asia,
到了南洋
东南洋 and then from there,
然后从那个地方
through immigrants,
我们开始有移民
Just like us, we are all immigrants. Most of us are immigrants.
就好像我们这边大部分都是移民过来的
We moved to the West, moved to Europe, moved to America.
我们搬到了欧洲，我们搬到了美洲
So, bring true Jesus Church in this land.
把真耶稣教会带到了这个地方
So this church, really, just like the Bible fulfillment of prophecy, coming from the East.
所以这个教会就好像圣经里面所记载的从东而来
And here tell us verse 2, very interesting.
那第二节这边有一个很有趣的事情。
Now, the sound is like the sound of mighty water.
它的声音就如同多水的声音。
Wow, why the sound of mighty water?
为什么这个声音是像多水的声音呢
？Usually, when people come to our church, they always complain the first time. Wow, your church prayer is very noisy.
那如果有人第一次来到我们教会，他们可能就会埋怨说你们祷告太吵太大声了。
Wow, like a flashing of water, like a waterfall.
就好像瀑布一样。
Now, let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
我们请看启示录第十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
启示录第十九章，启示录第十九章的第一节。
Yes, please, verse 1. Verse 1.
第一节，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说：“哈利路亚，救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。
”Verse 6.
第六节。我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”
Wow, here describe what is a real prayer in the heavens will be like.
这边告诉我们在天上天国祷告的声音是像什么样子呢
？So many mighty angels praising the Lord aloud, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
非常多的天使大声的赞美说：“哈利路亚，哈利路亚。”
Hallelujah means praise God.
哈利路亚就是赞美神的意思。
God like His people to praise Him.
神喜悦他的选民称赞他。
And because there are so many.
因为有太多的人了。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Wow, this is just like sound of mighty water.
就好像众水的声音。
So don't be afraid.
所以我们今天不要害怕。
If you come to True Jesus Church.
如果你来到了真耶稣教会。
Wow, the prayer is so loud.
听到祷告声音非常的大。
Wow, like a rushing of the water.
就好像水大声的流一样。
Thanks the Lord.
感谢主。
You've seen the glory of God.
你看到了神的荣光。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的能力。
So let's turn back to chapter 7.
所以我们看回来第七章。
So this angel, which is Jesus Christ, is from the east and is stamping his seal of the living God.
这位天使就是主耶稣，他从日出之地东方起来，带着神的印。
Now let's read verse 2 again.
我们再来看一次第二节。我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就向那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说。
Verse 3.
第三节，地与海并树木，你们不可伤害，等我们印了我们神众仆人的额。
Now this is very important.
这句话非常的重要。
God wants to seal on people.
神要把这个印在人的额上。
But not everybody.
但不是每一个人。
Who will be sealed?
有谁能够得到这个印记呢？
Here tell us.
告诉我们。
Only those belongs to the true and living God.
只有神众仆人属于永生活神的才有。
Now this is very important.
这非常的重要。
What is this seal?
这个印是什么呢？
I think in the old time, in olden days, maybe people do not know how to sign signature, or they put a seal.
那在古时候，可能人不知道怎么签名，所以他们就做了一个印章。
Very convenient.
非常的方便。
So the seal just stamp on the paper.
那就把这个印盖在这个纸上面。
Represent your signature.
就代表着你的签名。
So today, what does this seal represent?
所以今天这个印代表的是什么呢？
Let's turn the book of Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Verse 13 to 14.
十三到第十四节。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
14.
十四节。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之选民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Here Paul tells the members in Ephesus.
这边保罗告诉以弗所这个地方的信徒。
After you hear the word of the truth,
你们既然听了真理的道
，the gospel of salvation,
就是叫我们得救的福音。
And you receive Christ as a savior, you believe in Him.
然后我们也信了基督，接受了他的道理。
And then you receive this seal of the Holy Spirit.
然后你们就会受到所应许圣灵为记。
So this is very important.
这个非常的重要。
In chapter 7 of Revelation,
在第七章的启示录。
When God come up from the east.
当神从东方出来的时候
，stamping people, his people with the living seal.
他把他的众仆人额上盖了这个印章。
What is that seal?
这个印是什么呢
？It's the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
So before the end time come.
所以在末世之前。
Before the tribulation come.
在逼迫来到之前。
Before all the problems in the world, all the end time judgment.
在世界的问题在审判来临之前。
God.Have one very important thing to do.
神要做一件非常重要的事情。
Is to seal those belongs to Him.
就是把那些归于他的人额上盖着这个印。
So we have to remember this.
所以我们要记得这一点。
Okay, so let's talk about this. What can we learn from this seal? What is the teaching derived from it?
所以从这个印记，我们能够学习到什么呢
？First,
第一
，seal represents ownership.
这个印记代表着拥有权。
You will not put a seal on every paper.
你不能够把这个印章随便盖在什么地方。
For example, this book belongs to you.
就好像这本书是你的。
You bought it.
你花钱买了它。
Okay, I put my seal on it.
所以你就可以把你的印章盖在这个上面。
My name is on it.
所以我的名字就在这个上面。
So seal represents ownership.
所以印章代表着你对它的拥有权。
So Holy Spirit is the seal.
圣灵就是这个印记。
If you receive the Holy Spirit,
如果我们得到了圣灵
you truly belong to God.
那我们真的就是属于神的了。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Here Paul told us.
这边保罗告诉我们
If the Spirit of God lives in you,
如果神的灵住在你们的心里
you shall not belong to the flesh.
你们就不属肉体了
Now, human being can only belong to one side.
我们人只能够属于一方
You can belong to the flesh or you can belong to the Spirit.
不是属于肉体就是属于圣灵
You cannot belong in the middle. There's no middle ground.
我们不能够在中间
You cannot say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I belong to the Spirit, and Tuesday, Thursday, I belong to the world.
我们并不能够说礼拜三、礼拜五、礼拜六我们属于圣灵，然后一二四
You can only choose one side.
礼拜天，然后我们属于。
You can only choose one side.
我们只能够选一边。
Now, if you belong to the flesh,
如果我们是属于肉体的
，That means you act according to your desire, your flesh.
那就是说，我们照着我们的私欲而行。
Do not belong to God.
那我们就不是属神的
了。But if God's spirit living in you,
但是如果神的灵住在我们心里
，You have the power to overcome your flesh.
那我们就能够得着力量战胜我们的肉体。
The flesh is very powerful.
我们的肉体是非常有能力的。
Why?
为什么呢
？The power of the flesh can control people.
因为人里面的私欲能够操纵这个人。
Everyone who smokes knows smoking is no good.
每一个抽烟的人，他们都知道抽烟
For example,
对他们不好。
In the office, you see people taking a cigarette break.
我们在办公室的时候就看到有些人啊，过一阵子他们就会到外面去抽一下烟。
What should you tell them?
那我们要告诉他们什么呢
？You tell them, oh, smoking is not good for your health, for your lung. You get lung cancer, you die.
我们是不是要跟他讲说，你这样抽烟，你会得到癌症，然后就会死掉
？Don't you think they don't know?
你想他们不知道吗
？They know it.
他们自己知道。
But they cannot quit it.
但是他们并不能够戒掉这个坏习惯。
Doesn't the drug addicts or the alcohol addicts know that it's bad for them?
那些酗酒的人，那些吸毒的人，他们不知道这些事情对他们不好吗
？Those addiction and gambling, they don't know gambling is no good.
那些赌博上瘾的人不知道这样对他们不好吗？他们知道。
But they cannot control it.
但是他们操作不了自己。
This is the power of the flesh.
这个就是肉体来的力量。
But who can overcome the power of the flesh?
但是谁能够帮助我们胜过这个私欲呢
？It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是属灵圣灵的力量。
Now here tell us, if a person does not have the Spirit of Christ.Does not belong to Christ.
这边告诉我们，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的了。
This is a very important statement.
这是一个非常重要的经节。
Just like you proclaim, oh, this thing belongs to me, but is the name written on it?
就好像你说这本书是我的，但是上面有你的名字吗
？If a person truly have the Spirit of Christ,
如果有一个人真的有神的灵在他的心里
，he be so sure.
他就会非常的肯定。
I really belong to Christ.
我真的是属于神的。
I do not belong to the world.
我不是属于世界的。
So, thank God.
感谢主。
There's so many churches, so many denominations in the world.
在世界上有这么多的教派，这么多的教会。
Of course, everybody claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
当然，他们都说他们有圣灵。
But true Jesus Church.
但是真耶稣教会。
Really according to the Bible.
我们真的遵照圣经。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit.When we receive the Holy Spirit,
当我们得到圣灵的时候
，Speaking in tongues just like the Bible said,
我们就好像圣经里面所记载的，讲出了灵言。
And this is the promise.
这就是所应许的圣灵。
Everyone in TJC,
每一个在真耶稣教会的信徒
，If they pray,
他们祷告的时候
，If they can humble themselves,
如果能够谦卑
，They will receive the Holy Spirit.
他们就一定能够得到圣灵。
This time I hear a testimony.
这一次我去那边听到了一个见证。
A pastor from Germany tell me.
有一个在德国的传道这么跟我说
He told me that in Germany was a sister.
他说在德国有一位姐妹
The husband is a German.
那他的先生是一个德国人
Does not believe in God.
不相信我们教会
Does not believe in our church.
不相信神
And he'll tell his wife.
那他就这么跟他的太太说
Don't bring anyone from your church coming to our house.
你不要把你教会的人带到我们家里来
I don't believe.
我不相信
Whoever you bring, I'll kick him out.
你把他带来了，我就把他赶出去。
Of course, nobody dare to come.
当然啊，我们就不敢去他们家。
But later, the husband suddenly find out, oh, he has a terminal cancer.
但是突然间，这个他的先生发现他有他是癌症末期了。
He's dying.
他知道他日子不多了。
And then the preacher, when he come from overseas,
那当传道从海外过去的时候
，right after the airport, immediately go to his house.
那到达机场就赶快跑到他家里面去。
He doesn't care. This man will scold him or reject him. He just want to save this soul.
他不管这个人是不是会骂他，把他赶出去，但是他就想要救他的灵魂。
You know, when a person get really sick, his really mind will change.
我们知道，当一个人他真的生病很严重的时候，他的心态会改变的。
Okay, you come in.
他说：“好吧，你进来。
He lay on the bed very weakly.
他很软弱的躺在床上。
The minister preached to him.
那这个传道跟他讲道理
，in his heart he listened，
在他的心里他就开始听了
，his heart was softened，
他的心就慢慢软了下来
，because the doctor told him only a few weeks left，
因为医生跟他讲说你剩下几个礼拜而已
，but now his heart is softened，
但是他现在他的心软了下来
，he cried，
他眼泪流了出来
，he told the minister，
他告诉传道说
，I want to be baptized，
我想要受洗
，okay， since the church board have a meeting。
然后他们就开了职务会
This man only have a few weeks to live.
他剩下几个礼拜而已
He's dying.
已经快死了。
Now he believed.
但是他相信。
Okay, I agreed to baptize.
好，我们就给他受洗。
He was so weak.
他非常的啊，身体非常的软弱。
When they bring him to the water baptism,
当他们把他带到洗礼场的时候
，from the seashore walking to the beach,
从海边走到水里面
，almost took him 30 minutes.
他 ，from seashore to the beach. 他差不多走了三十。
海边到水边。
海边到。
Seashore to the water.
从海边啊，当停车的地方走到。
So weak.
走了三十分钟，他非常的。
They even prepared a bed.
他们甚至给他准备了一个床担架。
They think that maybe he was so weak, he need to be carried on.
他们想说他身体实在太虚弱了，要把他搬过去。
But thank God.
感谢主。
Through Jesus Church, it has a power from God.
真耶稣教会真的有神来的能力。
The water baptism.
水的洗礼。
Truly have the blood of Jesus inside.
真的有耶稣的宝血在里面。
Oh, he was baptized.
他受了洗之后
，and then well, after he baptized, he feels stronger. He can walk faster.
他起来之后，他感觉有能力在他里面，他能够开始快一点走。
No need the bed.
不需要这个担架。
And then he go home.
他回家之后
，because he was having a very serious illness.
因为他身体有很严重的病患。
So the minister still keep every day go to him.
所以这个传道人每天还是到他家里面去。
Oh, about 2 weeks time.
两个礼拜的时间
go there, read Bible, and sing hymn.
去他家里给、跟他唱诗祷告读经
the minister told me
这个传道人这么跟我说
he don't know what reason but he forgot to tell him you have to pray for Holy Spirit
他不知道为什么但是他忘记跟他讲说你要求圣灵
maybe he look at him too tired or too weak he forgot to tell him let's pray for Holy Spirit
因为他看他可能已经太软弱没有力气就忘记跟他讲说要求圣灵
every day he lay on the bed
每天就躺在床上。
The minister preached the Bible, sang him to him.
那每天这个传道人就跟他讲圣经的话，那跟他讨论道理。
Miraculously,
很神奇的。
Few days before he died,
在他死的之前的几天。
When the relatives are all around,
在他亲戚都在的时候。
Minister is there,
传道人也在那边。
They were not praying; they were just together with him.
他们没有在祷告，他们就在那边跟他在一起。
Wow, suddenly, hear this dying man on the bed speaking in tongue.
那突然间，他们听到。这个将要死的人在床上开始讲灵言。
哇 ，really praise God！
他们真的感谢神。
God really give the Holy Spirit to everyone。
神真的把他的圣灵赐给每一个人。
Because this is a true church。
因为这是真的教会。
You baptize correctly。
如果你受了正确的洗礼
，Sins wash away，
把你的罪洗去了。
God will give the Holy Spirit to you。
神就会把圣灵赐给你。
Maybe you've been praying for 10 years, 20 years, you never receive it。
可能我们祷告了10年、20年，还没有得到圣灵。
Don't give up.
不要灰心。
In God's time, you'll receive it.
神有他的时间，那你一定会得到的。
But of course, we have to pray hard.
但是当然我们一定要很认真的求这个圣灵。
So this tells us, if a person do not have the Spirit of Christ, does not belong to Christ.
这边告诉我们，如果这个人没有神的灵在他里面，他就不是属基督的。
This is what it's talking about. 这讲什么呢？
这是讲什么呢
？So many denominations in the whole world.
在世界有那么多的教派
you have to find one, truly have the Holy Spirit.
你要找一个有圣灵在跟他们同在的
truly belong to Christ.
真的属于圣、属于耶稣的
Secondly,
第二点
The seal represents power、
这个印就是代表着力量
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, 41
我们请看创世纪41章的42节
Genesis 41 verse 42
创世纪41章42节法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上给他穿上细麻衣把金链戴在他的颈项上
Here we all know the story of Joseph very well
我们都知道、约瑟的故事
He was a slave
他本来是一个奴隶
But one day God really uplifted him
但是有一天神高升了他
He was able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh
他为了法老解梦
Wow Pharaoh was so amazed. This young man really have the God spirit in him.
那法老觉得在他里面有神的智慧。
Okay, raise him up.
把他提升。
From now you'll be my prime minister.
你现在开始成为埃及的宰相。
You'll take care of the whole country for me.
我派你管理整个埃及。
You do whatever it takes to stabilize the country and avoid the country being destroyed by famine.
你要做什么都可以，只要让这个国家不要遭受到饥荒的毁灭。
So what did Pharaoh do?
那这个法老做什么呢
？He removed his ring, which have the seal inside.
他就摘下手上打印的戒指
，put it on the hands of Joseph，
把它戴在约瑟的手上。
So Joseph with this ring，
现在约瑟有了这个印章
，he can issue any document in the name of Pharaoh，
他可以用法老的名义来发出
executive power，executive power of a government，
这个就是在政府里面的一个执行权。
This is very important，
非常的重要。
Now today is the same，
今天也是一样。
We are not working for Egypt。
我们今天不是为埃及做事。
We are working for who？
我们是为谁做呢
？We are working for God。
我们就是为神做。
The kingdom of God，
在神的国度里面。
To save the soul of mankind，
要拯救世上众人的灵魂。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ，
借着主耶稣的宝血。
Through this important gospel，
借着这个宝贵的真理。
But where is the power？
但是这个能力从哪里而来？
If there's no power, we cannot do it.
如果没有能力赐给我们，我们就行不出这些事情。
Just like why do you respect your boss in your company?
就好像为什么我们会尊敬我们公司里面的主管呢？
Because he is the power from a company.
因为他在公司里面有能力。
Why do you respect the government or the people elected?
为什么我们尊敬那些被选举出来管理政府的呢？
Because the country gave him mandate.
因为这个国家给他的能力。
Spiritually.
但是在属灵的国度里
Where is the power come from?
这个能力从哪里而来
From the zeal
就是从 zeal
in
从这个 in
From the Holy Spirit
从圣灵
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1
我们请看使徒行传第一章
Verse 8
使徒行传第一章第八节
Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8
使徒行传第一章第八节但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
Here the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
the seal represent the power.
圣灵降临在你们身上你们就得着能力
What is the basis of evangelism?
我们传福音的动力在哪里
宣道的
动力在
哪里 The foundation
我们的根基是什么呢
It's not planning
不是我们能够做多好的计划
It's not whatever resources.
不是说我们有什么的人力物力财力
The most important.
最重要的
Foundation, everything.
最基本的
Is the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵来的能力
When we have power
如果我们有这个能力
God is working with us.
那神就跟我们同在
So this seal is very important. We have the power and then when they receive the power they will preach from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and to the whole world.
所以这个印记非常的重要当他们得到这个印记之后他们就把福音从耶路撒冷犹太全地一直传到了地极
So what is this power for?
所以这个能力是为什么要给加在他们身上呢
This is the power to forgive sin
这个能力就是能够赦免人的能力
Let's turn to John chapter 20
我们请看约翰福音第二十章
John 20, 21
约翰福音第二十章第二十一节
John chapter 20, verse 21
二十章第二十一节耶稣又对他们说愿你们平安父怎样差遣了我我也照样差遣你们
Verse 22
二十二节说了这话就向他们吹口气说你们受圣灵
Verse 23
二十三节你们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免了你们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下了
Just send them to work
耶稣差派他们出去工作
But of course they have to wait until the day of Pentecost
当然他们要等到五旬节的时候
But Jesus gave them a symbolic action
但是耶稣在这边做了一个非常重要的动作
Blew the air
向他们吹了一口气
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
receive the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵
When they receive the Holy Spirit,
当他们得到圣灵的时候
on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天来到的时候
23,
23节
they remit the sin is remit
如果他们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免了
they retain the sin is retained
他们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下了
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是从圣灵来的能力
So, TJC, True Jesus Church
所以真耶稣教会
Thank God, the doctrine is so pure
感谢主我们的道理非常的纯正。
Our water baptism is totally according to the Bible.
我们的水礼就是照着圣经。
That's why in water baptism, so many miracles happen.
所以在我们洗礼的时候，我们听过很多的见证，很多的神迹。
The minister also, I just mentioned, also tell me an experience.
刚刚那个传道也跟我分享了他另外一段经历。
He said that when he baptized people,
他说当他在帮人家施行洗礼的时候
actually,In the winter time, it's very cold.
其实在冬天的时候非常的寒冷。
When he go down to the water,
当他走到水里面的时候
he feel very cold.
他感觉非常的冷。
But he will baptize one person in Germany.
但是在德国帮一个人受洗之后
that person inside, after he was baptized, he was praying in the water.
那个人受洗之后他就在水里面开始祷告。
He was thinking.
他就在想，
哎呀 ，maybe okay, you're so touched, maybe you pray 10 seconds or 15 seconds, I'll wait for you.
他想说，你现在受到感动，可能在里面祷告一下下，我就等你一下。
I pray for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, never want to get up.
他祷告了3分钟、5分钟都还不起来。
But he was so cold.
但是这个传道已经很冷了。
Wow, he grab, bring my Bible, let's go out.
他就把他抓着，就说我们先上岸再说。
Why?
为什么呢
？This happened a lot.
这常常发生。
God really allowed some experience for the member to experience the water baptism.
神真的让很多信徒有这样子的体验。
Yeah. For example, we baptize, we don't feel the water very warm, but they feel it.
当然我们帮人家受洗，我们感觉这个水是冷的，但是他们觉得就是温暖的。
Even last year, last time when I was baptizing in Vancouver, I was so cold, but I feel this water is warm.
就像上一次在温哥华，我在这边帮人家受洗，我觉得水很冷，但是他们觉得水是温暖的。
Just like the testimony I just mentioned.
就好像我刚刚所说的见证。
The person was so sick.
那个人非常的病非常的重。
Was dying.
就快死了。
Deep in the water.
把他放到水里面去。
Come up, even can walk faster.
起来之后，他甚至可以走得快一点。
Nobody died because of water baptism.
到现在为止，都还没有人在受洗的时候死掉。
Never happened.
这还没有发生过。
But most importantly,
最重要的
is tell us.
就告诉我们一件事情。
Why water baptism can wash sins away?
为什么这个洗礼能够把人的罪洗掉呢
？Other churches they don't understand this mystery.
其他的教会他们不明白这个奥秘。
But through Jesus Church.
但是真耶稣教会
you understand. The water baptism can wash sins away.
水里能够把一个人的罪洗去。
The blood of Jesus is inside.
耶稣的宝血就在这个水里面。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵。
Because we belong to God.
因为我们是属于神的。
So that's why so many members see the blood of Jesus Christ in water baptism.
这也是为什么很多的信徒他们看过水里面有宝血。
So without power, we cannot preach.
如果没有这个能力，我们就不能够传福音。
So.Jesus gave the apostle power.
所以今天神把这个能力赐给了我们。
But this power is not only in water baptism.
但是这个能力不只在洗礼上显明了出来。
This power of the Holy Spirit shall change and transform us.
这个圣灵的能力要改变我们。
Just like the seal.
就好像这个印一样。
Press in the heart.
把它印到人的心里面。
Let's turn to Galatians.
我们请看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书的第四章。
Okay, let's read from chapter 3 first.、Huh?
我们先从第三章看起。
Chapter 3 verse 26.
第三章的第26节。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子了。
27.
27节。你们受洗归入基督的就是披戴基督了。
Now here tells us the first stage of a member.
他们告诉我们信徒的第一个阶段
when we were baptized,
当我们受洗的时候
when we believe in Christ Jesus,
当我们心相信耶稣基督的时候
we were baptized, verse 27, we are baptized into Christ.
我们就受洗归入了基督
if this means if you are not baptized correctly, you are not into Christ.
就是说如果我们没有经过正确的洗礼我们就没有进入耶稣了
if your baptism you receive is different than the Bible,
如果你所受的洗礼跟圣经讲的不一样
Even though you baptized 5 times, 10 times
可能你受过了5次洗礼10次的洗礼
Still no effective
还是没有功效
But if you are baptized correctly
但是如果你受了正确的洗礼
Then you enter Christ
那样子你就进入了基督
You truly belong to Christ
你就真正的属于基督了
Now here the first description You put on Christ
那这边就好像进入基督就好像披戴基督一样
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
Thank God this morning, everybody dressed up very nicely.
感谢主，我们今天来到教会都穿得非常的整齐。
Yeah, this is your clothes.
这就是我们的衣服。
Right. But when you go home,
但是我们到家里面
，What's the first thing you do?
你第一件事情做什么呢
？Of course, you change your clothes.
当然，我们把这个衣服换一下。
You don't sleep with this tie, right? You don't sleep with this jacket.
我们不穿的这个外套，不绑着这个领带去睡觉。
Because this is not part of you. You put on it, but you can remove it.
这个不是你的身体，你可以放上它，你也可以换一个衣服。
When we first believe in Jesus,
当我们相信耶稣的时候
，Yes, we believe in Him.
当然，我们相信他。
But His life has not totally changed us.
但是他的生命没有完全的改变我们。
Yes, the sins has been washed away.
是的，我们的罪已经被洗净了。
Yes, now we have a status. I call myself a Christian.
是的，我们现在已经能够称我们自己为基督徒。
I go to church Friday, Saturday.
礼拜五、礼拜六我都。准时到教会
But this is only the first stage.
但是这只是第一个阶段
But we need a second stage.
我们还需要进入到第二个阶段
Chapter 4
我们看第四章
Verse 19
第十九节
Verse 19
十九节我小子啊我为你们受在 我们为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Now here Paul tell the members.
这边保罗告诉信徒。
Oh, my little children.
我小子啊。
I will bear the childbirth, the pain of childbirth again for you.
我为你们再受生产之苦。
Now this is very strange.
这是一个非常奇怪的话。
If you are mother.
如果我们是一个母亲。
How many times you suffer pain of childbirth for your child?
我们受过几次生产之苦呢
？Of course, physically is only one time.
当然，肉体上只有一次
，isn't it?
是不是
？Only one time. Oh, after a few hours, ah, so painful. The baby's dead.
几个小时之后，痛苦就不见了。
You forget the pain.
你就忘记了这个痛苦。
But when will you have the pain again?
但是什么时候还有这个痛苦呢
？It's not physically.
不是属肉体的。
When the children rebel you.
当这个小孩子不乖的时候
children go to teenagers,
当他们已经到了青少年
when you say him one thing, wow, he rebuke you,
当他们叛逆你讲一句话他们讲回来的时候
the heart, the pain even more than one in the hospital.
他你那时候受的苦比在医院受的苦还要大
so, Paul tell the members,
所以保罗跟他这边的信徒说
In the past, I suffered the pain of childbirth for you again.
以前我为你们受了生产之苦。
When I preach to you,
当我传福音给你们的时候
so much suffering.
很多的痛苦。
Thank God, you believe.
感谢主 你相信了。
I almost forget that pain.
我已经忘有点忘记那个时候的痛苦了。
But now you Galatian.
但是你们加拉太这个教会的信徒啊。
Your faith is getting weaker.
你的信心软弱了。
You have been influenced by false teachings.
你被那些假的道理 影响了。
Your behavior is not up to the standard.
你们的行为不配称为主耶稣的门徒。
Now I suffer even more.
那现在我为你们再受一次这个苦。
Until one day.
直到什么时候呢
？When Christ really form in your heart.
直到基督成形在你们心里。
Think about this.
我们想一下。
Where do you put Christ?
我们把耶稣放在哪里呢
？Do you put Christ on the closet?
我们是不是把耶稣放在我们的衣柜里
？Oh yeah, today I come to church. Okay, I'm a Christian.
今天我要来教会，我就把耶稣穿上。
When I go home, I have no this status.
啊，那我回家我就不需要了。
Or do you put Christ into your heart?
还是我们把耶稣放在我们的心里
？When God seal us with the seal,
当耶稣把印盖在我们身上的时候
，He really want the Holy Spirit to remind us we are belong to Him.
他要这个圣灵提醒我们，就是属于他的。
There was a sister in Boston.
啊，在波士顿有一位姐妹。
Recently, she got baptized.
那最近她受了水洗。
Because she received the truth.
因为她接受了福音。
She was quite pretty. She is quite pretty girl.
她是一位非常美丽的女孩。
In the past, she did some modeling for some agency.
那之前她做了一些模特儿的工作。
You know, sister, young sister, who don't like to want to decorate herself to be beautiful, right?
我们知道，如果是一位年轻的女孩，谁都喜欢
打扮漂亮，
打扮的漂亮一点。
That's why before you come to church, you spend one hour on the mirror.
所以可能来教会之前，他们就花一个小时来打扮。
That sister before that she believed in Christ, she was a model. She does a modeling job.
那这位姐妹在她信主之前，她有做一些模特儿的工作。
But now she believes in Christ.
但是她现在相信了耶稣。
She look at this, no value.
她在看她的以前的事情，她觉得没有价值。
She throw away all her modeling pictures.
她把她以前模特儿的照片都丢掉。
No use.
已经没有用了。
She has so many pop songs, CDs, hundred, five hundred, fifty or hundred of them.
她在家里面有很多流行音乐的 CD.
Those lyrics really bad one.
那有些的歌词都不是非常的属灵。
Believe in Christ.
她相信耶稣之后
，I don't need this anymore. Throw away.
她把这50个、100个 CD 说不需要，就把它丢掉了。
In the past,
以前
she was a boyfriend.
她有一个男朋友。
But now she believes in Christ.
但是她相信了耶稣之后
，Our value is different.
我们的价值观不一样。
You don't want to believe in Christ.
你不想要相信耶稣。
I belong to Christ.
我现在已经属于耶稣了。
No point to go on.
我们不需要再继续下去。他就把它切断了。
She changed her heart.
他改变，他从心里面有了改变。
Really, Christ started to form in her heart.
真的，基督在他心里面成形。
So I praise God.
所以感谢主。
Today, are you sealed?
我们今天。你受了印记吗
？Are you in the true church, which has the seal of God?
你是否在真耶稣教会里面领受到了神的印记
？And are you sealed that God can change you?
你是不是得到的这个印记，从他得到能力能够改变
？Let's sing him.
我们唱赞美诗。
223
首。